Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 19th, 2015. Today is Thursday in the fourth week of Lent. Our gospel reading today is continuing in the sixth chapter of John, and Jesus is still involved in an extended conversation about the nature of his ministry, who he is, what he has been sent to do. And as I said yesterday, he's using language that's simple enough to understand, but the way he is using this simple language still calls us up short 2,000 years later. Just listen to a few of the things that he says in today's reading. "No one comes to me unless drawn by the one who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. Whoever believes in me has eternal life. I am the living bread that came down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." We're kidding ourselves if we think we understand all of that. We're being uncharitable if we pretend that everyone in Jesus' hearing should have understood it. There's some things that seem contradictory in it. The first part is when he says that he will raise the person who comes to him up on the last day, which presumes that person has died. And yet he says that if we partake of the living bread, we will not die, that we will live forever. So how do we make sense of all of that? Not to mention this very forthright text that Jesus says, "The bread I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." There's a whole lot going on in this passage. Plenty of people have argued over what it means and how it all works out. I don't pretend to have a solution to some of the problems presented to us by this text, but I think there are some themes here that are worth our consideration. I believe that this notion of belief continues to be something that is important in John's gospel and something that we 21st century followers of Jesus still struggle with. To believe is not merely to hold a set of intellectual propositions, but to believe is to put one's entire trust in, so much so that we are willing to give our all for that which we believe in. The second thing is this notion of eternal life. In John's gospel, eternal life is something that begins right now. You don't have to die to get eternal life. In our culture, we tend to think that eternal life begins somewhere on the other side of the grave. And in John's understanding, eternal life begins when one puts one's whole self, one's whole belief, in this person of Jesus. So the question might be for us, how does our present life reflect the eternal? When you think of eternal, what do you think about? Do you just think about an unending sequence of days or months or years? Or is there something about eternal that is speaking qualitatively? Does having eternal life mean reflecting something of God in the world? God's love, God's truth, God's light, God's compassion, God's mercy, God's justice. By partaking in this living bread and putting our whole faith and trust in the one who has come down, Jesus the Christ, do we as his followers reflect something eternal, something that is timeless, something that is durable through the ages. I recently had a conversation with someone who said that they couldn't really tell much of a difference between people who went to church on Sundays and people who didn't. And I don't think that that's necessarily a unique observation. And I wonder what it means for those of us who regularly participate in the Eucharist, regularly receive the bread of life in the form of communion. What does it mean that somehow we don't reflect a quality of life that is eternal? That's worth pondering. And then I think it is worth thinking about this notion that Jesus' flesh, what he gives up on the cross, is bread. I can see why early critics of the followers of Jesus called them cannibals. But this isn't about cannibalism so much as it is about Jesus, as the incarnation of God, gives up his entire self. And I think that says something to us about the nature of the spiritual life as Christians. We do not practice a disembodied spirituality. Our spirituality is very much of this time and this place. We are bounded beings, encased in flesh and blood. We are inextricably linked to our physicality. And I think what Jesus is saying in this passage is that God in Jesus links God's own self to that very physicality. And God offers up in Jesus, offers up on the cross, his entire self, not just a part of him, not just a little sort of offering, but he gives it all away. And I think that in that, we are challenged as Christians to figure out how it is that we receive communion, which we call the bread of life. How do we receive that communion and then live holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y, and holy, H-O-L-Y, in this world? How does following Jesus help us reflect the eternal life to which Jesus pointed? My flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed, says the Lord. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood dwell in me, and I in them. This is some earthy stuff. Earthy, here and now, grounded in the physicality of being human. And it is in that physicality that we find God. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, drive from us all weakness of body, mind, and spirit, that being restored to wholeness, we may with free hearts become what you intend us to be and accomplish what you want us to do. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.